copy this column as well.
What about Mr. Farney's signature?
You won't be able to go near him at the moment.
Okay.
Mr. Farage, wait.
Yes?
Don't go in there.
Why?
Come here. He told me not to let anyone go inside. I think he's taking a bit of a nap.
All right. You can have this tea, then. I've just brewed it. Enjoy it. Sure would be very nice.
Thank you very much.
You're welcome.
Didn't I tell you... Oh, it's you, Jalal.
Well, there.
Hi, come in.
What's going on?
Nothing. How are you?
Not too bad.
It's a good thing you came. Mr. Kavari's coming here.
Did your loan get approved?
Yes, I think so. He called me yesterday saying he wanted to meet.
Do you smell something burning?
Yes. It's nothing. Just some stupid memories. I'm burning them.
Oh. What happened?
I got rid of her.
How come?
I told you. She was becoming a nuisance.
Very good for you.
Hello, madam.
Hello, how are you?
I'm good, thanks. Is Mr. Farney available?
Yes, yes. One moment, please. Excuse me, sir. Mr. Kavari has arrived. Yes, all right. Please go in.
Hello.
Hello there. Hi, Mr. Kavari. Welcome. How are
good,
you?
Good, thanks.
Great to see you.
How are you? Good,
great
thanks.
To see you.
Please sit down.
Thank you very much.
Take a seat. Take a seat, yes. Take a seat. Send in a couple of cups of tea, ma'am. Thank you. It's great to see you, sir. Yes, yes, get comfortable. Yeah. I was starting to get worried, I must say. I thought maybe there was some kind of problem. I was very relieved when you called me yesterday, though.
I wanted to tell you what's been happening over the phone yesterday, but to be honest, I didn't dare. I've heard security's keeping an eye on me, and they've probably tapped my phone.
Oh dear, why?
Things have been a bit crazy lately. The auditors have found out about a few things and they've reported them. So I haven't really followed up on your case, because I don't want to attract any more unwanted attention from them.
Mr. Kavari, I really need to get that loan. I need it urgently. I've handed out a check for a property I bought. I'll be in a bind if I don't get that loan. Do you see what I'm saying?
I'm sorry, Mr. Farney. But I received a letter 2 days ago which stated that your loan request had been rejected.
What do you mean?
What I mean is this. They've written in an office memo that anyone with overdue payments on a previous loan will not be entitled to a new loan until they make their payments.
They hand out memos like that every once in a while. There's nothing new in that. But there's always a way around it.
This time it's different. They're being really strict about it. I made an inquiry and found out that you owe the bank $600 million for the three previous loans you took out. Add the interest that's accumulated on them, and you owe $685 million.
Mr. Kabari, please do something.
There isn't anything I can do. You're still able to apply for the loan, though. But unfortunately, you'll have to pay off your previous loans first, unfortunately.
I wouldn't be applying for this loan if I had $700 million lying around.
There's no other way.
Mr. Kabari, we've been working together for several years now. You've charged me with big commissions during this time, which is fine. You deserved it. But I'm not in a position right now to hear you say that there is no other way. Yes? Huh? Think of a solution.
Mr. Farney, security is watching me because of the risks that I took for you.
You took risks? And you got paid for it. You didn't do it for free, did you?
Hold on. Mr. Kavari, isn't the loan he's requested $1.5 billion? Well, deduct what he owes the bank from that and give him the rest of it.
What are you saying, Jalal? You know very well I need the entire amount of that loan.
I know, Farad. But getting half is better than nothing.
I can't do that either, Mr. Safdari. I already told you. They're investigating all the files. We can't make changes like that. You don't realize what's going on. They've banned me from leaving the country without even telling me. I need to go before they find evidence to use against me. That's how it is.
You mean it's that serious?
It's more serious than you think. I don't even know what's going to happen when I go to another country. I need money. I think you owe me a 50% commission from the last deal we made. If you're planning on giving it to me, now's the time.
He's not there. He's gone.
Yes. And he seemed really upset.
Well, there's one extra then. You can have it.
No, I've already had one, thank you.
Here you go, sir.
You can't blame the poor guy, can you? He'd give you the loan if he could.
He's not a poor guy. He only cares about his commission.
That's what I'm saying here. He would have helped you get the loan if he could, just to get his own commission.
What should we do now?
Don't ask me, Farad.
Can you get some money from Mr. Zandian?
In fact, he called me a couple of days ago. He was really upset with you. He kept cursing you.
To hell with him. He's getting a monthly interest of 7%. Why should he be upset?
I told him the same thing. He said, what interest? I haven't received anything yet.
Think of something, Jalal.
Like what? Let's go get the $200 million from what's-his-name again? Faramand? Let's get it back from him so you can rent that place I found in Shariar and get it over and done with.
He won't be able to give me my money back until he sells his property. And God knows when he'll find a customer.
Well, hurry up. Shakil's driving me crazy. If he sends us the goods and we haven't got anywhere to store them, we're dead meat.
Where are you going?
I've got work to do. Call me when the money's ready.
Hello.
Hi.
Mr. Mehdi Faramand, how's it going?
Good, thanks, Mr. Fani. How are you?
Are you able to come to my office for a few minutes?
When do you want me to come?
Right now.
Now?
I'd really appreciate it if you came now.
Okay, I'll be there in about an hour or two.
I'll be waiting.
I'll be there.
Thank you.
See you.
See you.
Week one, one set of notes and no books. I don't know. Do you know why?
No. Why doesn't he teach from the textbook instead of giving us notes?
Miss Astley?
Yes?
Hello. I wanted to talk to you for a minute, if it's all right with you.
See you later.
See you later. See you. Sure, go ahead.
Well, I wanted to talk to Beta first, really. But she hasn't been coming to university for the past few days.
Yeah, Beta's not well. She stayed at home today.
Well, I hope she gets well soon, then.
Thank you.
Well, I don't know where to begin. The thing is that...
Aha, about Beta. She told me that you wanted to speak with her a few times, but...
Okay, well, I wanted to ask whether I could come with my father to see your father and have a formal discussion.
Okay, well, why me? I don't think this is right. I think you should be asking Beta for permission, don't you?
I think there's been a misunderstanding. What I actually wanted was to come with my father to talk about you. I planned on telling Beta and then to tell you, but it didn't work out. So if it's all right with you, I'll come with my father. And then...
No way, don't even think about it. I don't plan on getting married. Goodbye. Please don't talk about this with anybody, especially Beta, my sister, okay?
Hello, sis.
Hi.
Nazi? Nazi?
Yes?
What's wrong? Did something happen?
No, nothing happened.
Mom, I'm leaving now.
Take care.
Hi, Mom. I'll be sleeping over at Shabnam's place tonight.
How come?
Just for fun. We want to chat all night.
You know your father doesn't like that. Tell Shabnam to come here.
Mum, don't worry about Dad. I'll call him myself.
Don't stay out too long.
Goodbye. Hello.
Hi. I've been waiting for 2 hours here.
All right. I'm sorry, okay?
Did you tell your mother?
No, are you for real? It's obvious they'll say no. My parents shouldn't find out about anything until after I've done it. Otherwise, they won't agree to anything, Shabnam.
Well, you heard what the doctor said. It might look really horrible for the first day or two.
I'll come to your house for the first 2 or 3 days, and then after that I'll use studying as an excuse to stay. Shabnam.
Bitter, you know what my mother is like. She'll quickly give you her opinion and then she'll have an argument with me about why you haven't told your parents about it.
You mean I can't come there? It's just 2 days, Shabnam. Come on. I won't let her see my face. I promise.
Look where you're going, okay?
Come on, can I come?
Okay, fine.
Look at him. He looks like a woman.
It's not just women who get nose jobs. Everyone has it these days.
But why? Ever since the beginning of time, women were always the ones who were trying to look beautiful. Why should men do these things?
Beta, ask that lady whether she had her operation here.
Oh my God. She looks terrible.
That's why I'm telling you to ask. If this was the doctor who operated on her, we should run away right now.
Hi, ma'am. There's an appointment available for 4 p.m. today. I don't know about any other day, but you're more than welcome to come at 4 p.m. today.
Excuse me, ma'am.
Yes.
Yes.
Fine.
Goodbye. Did you have your operation here?
Operation? What kind of operation?
Oh.
Hey, what if he tells us that he's got the money ready? What should we say then?
What are you worried about? Weren't we supposed to sell the property once we found a customer? We'll tell him we sold
He'll
it.
He'll tell us to give back the 200 million. Where are we going to get the money from? Oh, and by the way, Ahmad told me that Mr. Mamarian brought someone from the bank to inspect the property yesterday.
Yeah?
He didn't tell us he was going to get a loan?
No, he didn't, but what's it to us? Who cares if he gets a loan or not?
I'm worried that Mr. Mamarian might be counting on that loan. If he doesn't get the loan, his checks will bounce, just like Mr. Farney's checks.
Nah, don't be so pessimistic. It'll be fine.
And then not only will we be stuck, we won't be able to pay Mr. Farney either.
Come in.
Come in. Come in.
Hello, sir.
Hello.
How are you?
How's it going?
Good, thanks.
That's
After
great,
you.
Matey.
Hello.
Hi, how's it going? Please sit down. Please have a seat. Please
Thank
sit
you.
Down.
Thank you very
no
much.
No worries.
Please sit down.
Thank you, sir. Have some fruit.
Thank you very much. Thank you.
Enjoy.
Thank you very much.
Things turned out the way you wanted them to. I can't pay my checks.
Who said I wanted that?
You did. You were reluctant the other day. You didn't want me to own that property. And that's what happened.
Oh, come on, Mr. Farney. It doesn't really make a difference to us who owns that property.
Well, anyways, I wanted you to come here so I could tell you in all honesty that my calculations were wrong. I won't be able to come up with the money, so I won't be able to clear the other checks that I gave to you. I'm very sorry.
Yep.
And I can't tell you to wait because I don't know when I'll have the money. That's why I wanted to tell you to sell your property and to give me back my money. Yes?
Sure, we will.
But I wanted to ask you a favor.
Go ahead.
Ah, I've got some goods which have been lying around in the customs office for months, and
okay.
I was counting on buying your property so I could put my merchandise in there, but it didn't work out. I haven't got anywhere to put them at the moment. I mean, I'm scared, because there are cell phones and other fragile electronic devices in our stock. Customs called me today and said if I don't go there to pick up my merchandise soon, they'll send them to an abandoned warehouse. And you know, it's almost impossible to get anything out of that place. That's why I wanted to ask you whether I could put my merchandise in your workshop for a short period of time until I can find a place to transfer the goods to.
Well, to be honest, Mr. Farney, that's not actually possible anymore.
Look, I trust you as much as I trust myself. I'll put the goods there, and I won't come near the workshop until I find a place I can store them in. I won't be disturbing you or anything.
Well, that's very kind of you, but...
And you can hold on to the 200 million while my merchandise is on your property.
Mr. Farney, I think the rent there is worth more than that.
All right, fine. You have got 200 million already as a security bond. I'll pay you rent for the period of time the goods are there. How much will the rent be? It'll be 3 million a month. How does that sound to you?
That's not the problem, Mr. Farney. The problem is that I'm not the owner of that property anymore. I've already sold the workshop to someone else.
Oh, jeez.
I haven't received any money yet, though. He's given me a post-dated check, which is due in a few days' time.
Congratulations.
Thank you.
Do me a favor, then, and I'll be forever grateful to you. Tell whoever's bought the property from you that you'll hand over the property a month later. I'll put my goods in there during that time, and my problems will be solved.
Mr. Farney, I already told you, I don't own that property anymore. You're better off asking the new owner.
But he'll agree to it if you ask him. He doesn't know me.
He doesn't know me either. The thing is, we only just met the other day.
So what? You're the owner of that property, and I'm a total stranger here. If you tell him that you know me and you trust me, he'll agree to it. It'll only take a month, or a month and a half maximum.
Mr. Farney, if the first month you're talking about turns out like the dates in your checks, we'll be humiliated.
So, Mehdi, will you help me?
Mr. Farney, I can't really accept responsibility for something like that.
Look, I'll be responsible for the merchandise while they're being stored in your
what
workshop.
What I mean is... I can't really... Why can't I introduce you?
Well, thanks a lot then. So you mean you don't trust me then?
No, well, I better put it this way. I don't really know you well enough.
Well, let's not forget, I didn't know you either when I gave you 200 million.
Mr. Fani, I'm really sorry, but I just can't do what you're asking me to do.
You can. Of course you can. But now that you've crossed the bridge, you're thinking, who cares about Fani? He can suffer.
Oh, come on, Mr. Fani. It's not like that.
That's exactly how it is. I gave you 200 million during this time, which you used to take care of your debts, and now you're not even willing to do me one small favor.
You're the one who owed us money. It's not our fault, okay?
I said this to you last time. Do not become a parasite when there are two grown-ups talking.
You're the parasite here.
Hey, Mehran. Calm down, please. Mr. Fani, we tried to make a deal with each other, but it didn't work out. It wasn't meant to be. There's no need to fight about it. Please, calm down now, please.
Let go of me. When will you give me back my money?
I told you, Mr. Fani, as soon as the customer's first check is cleared, I will give you your money then.
I don't care about that. You better give me back my money soon, or you are going to regret it.
Mehran, please call Sayed and tell him to ask Mr. Mamarian whether he can give us the 200 million so we can give Mr. Fani his money back.
Forget it, man. He made us wait all this time. Let him wait for a bit now, okay?
We don't want to wind him up. He just wants his money. We just have to give it back to him.
Yeah, I understand. But I doubt he'll have 200 million tomas already, you know?
Pull over. I want to get off.
I'll take you wherever you want
to
go.
No, I want to go myself. Drop me off over here.
Are you sure? Goodbye.
Goodbye.
Do your homework, honey. I'm terribly sorry, Mabube. No, I don't like Viber anymore. I tell you honestly, all people do is muck around on it and send jokes. Well, you automatically go into that group if someone's got your number saved in their phone. You just leave the group then. No, I uninstalled it. I see, yeah. Fahad's home.
Hello, hello.
I'll call you back later. Love you.
Hi,
goodbye.
Hello.
Hi, sweetheart. How are you? Come, give me a hug. Oh, I missed you so much. You keep getting
Hi,
bigger
Fahad.
Every day. Hello, darling. Here you go, son. I bought you a nice pair of shoes. You can run like a panther with them. Give me a kiss first. That's it. Here.
You're home early.
You want me to go back? I came home early so I could take you guys out. We'll go wherever my princess wants to go.
Do you even know how to have fun?
I'll learn. I'll learn.
Dad, these are red. I don't like red one bit. I like blue.
Uh-huh. Red is like the blood in our veins. It's awesome, son. Red is great. Red is the best.
Why did you buy him red shoes?
I'm just messing with him. I bought blue ones as well. They're behind the door.
Money doesn't grow on trees, you know. You bought him an extra pair just to play a joke on him?
I bought it from a friend. I told him I'd return the pair that my son doesn't want. It's behind the door.
I'll go and get it.
Hey, so where should we go tonight? We'll go wherever you want.
Let's go to a restaurant.
A restaurant?
Yeah.
That's all?
I do.
We'll go to the park as well. Which park?
You know, the one near our house.
Yes. What? Low expectations. Okay, go get ready. And tell your brother to get ready as well.
Change your clothes. We're going to the park.
Excuse me.
Hello?
Hi, can I help you?
I'm waiting for the lady of the house to come out so I can give her these.
Well, what does she owe you? She's my aunt. I'll give them to her.
But I've
How
never
much?
Seen you here before, sir.
That's because we've only just made up. How much?
13,500 tomans.
Here, you can keep the change. Thank you very much.
Thank you.
See you.
Wait outside. I'll bring your money now.
He's gone. I gave him the money.
Well, you shouldn't have. Who asked you to pay him?
Oh, that's enough. Stop acting as though you're not guilty of anything. I always knew that I wasn't responsible for the fire at Granddad's house, but because I was a kid, no one would listen to me.
Get out of my house! Get out before I yell and
oh,
everyone
go ahead
hears
and yell.
Me.
Yell all you want. I actually wouldn't mind your neighbors finding out what a respectable old woman like you did to a 10-year-old child. Yell if you've got the guts to. I've come here to talk about what you did to me 15 years ago. The lies you told people. How you made me deaf in one ear. I actually wouldn't mind if other people come here and listen to us. Back when I was a kid, I would do anything to get your attention. I wanted you to love me. In all of those years, I was really upset at the fact that you actually didn't love me. That's the real reason I did everything I could to get your attention. But even though I wanted your attention, the more I tried to get it, the less I succeeded in getting what I wanted from you. But it's not important anymore.
If it's not important, then why are you here? Get out of my house!
I always thought that my mother was wrong about the things she thought about people, but yesterday I found out that everything she's told me about you was true.
Get out. I don't consider you or your mother human. Get out, you! And I couldn't care less about what you think about me. Get out!
All right, I'll go. But I don't think my dad or grandfather know that you set fire to your own house. I don't know what they'll do if they find out about it, but at least Granddad will know about the filthy things you did so you could just take away his children's rights.
If Nimrod's going to listen to a bunch of nonsense that God knows where you got from, then let him listen. I don't care.
The person who told me the so-called nonsense you're talking about is someone who spent an entire lifetime trying to earn your love. You threatened him by telling him you'd set people on fire instead of a house if he didn't abide by your orders. I don't care what you've done or how you're going to live with what you've done. I will keep that secret locked in my heart forever. I just want Uncle Hamid's address.
Go tell them. Go tell everyone what I did. But first you need to know why I did what I did. I did it because I wanted to save my family from a stupid kid that Nemat had found from a dump. And Nemat had decided to raise as his own child, his own son, would you believe that? Nemat had destroyed
our family by bringing your father into our household. Marcin was bad luck from the very beginning. Nemat knew that too. But he wouldn't admit it. Tell me, what choice did he have? He had put half the workshop in his name. There wasn't anything he could do. The cat got your tongue? Huh? I'd kept the secret locked in my heart for many years because of an oath I was forced to take.
Assad, I want my own child, just like Fatima. The doctor told me there's nothing wrong with me. You need to come with me to see the doctor so he can treat you if you've got a problem.
Look, Soraya, forget about it already. I'm really not going to the doctor.
What is going on here? We can hear you all the way from the other side of the house.
Did you hear me? I'm not going to the doctor. End of story.
And I'm not going to raise somebody else's kid. You can't raise someone else's child like your own. That's what the older generations have been saying. They must be right. For God's sake, I want a child of my own.
Tell me something quickly. Who says they're right, Soraya? Darling, I think it would be a good idea to try raise an orphan child. You won't be lonely, and you'll be giving a child the gift of a family. I'm absolutely sure that God will reward you smartly for this.
Yeah, that's real easy for you to say. And why wouldn't you say it? You've already got a child of your own.
Soraya, I've never wanted anything bad for anyone, so why should you be any different, huh? You're my sister, not just anybody.
Look, Nemat, I want my own child, just like you do. I want it to be mine. I'm fertile.
Forget about her, Nemat. Listen, Soraya, I'm not going to see the doctor. You say you haven't had a family history of such a thing. That's fine, but I don't have
either. Okay, fine. Let's just go to the doctor together, then.
I'm not going to see the doctor or something like this. Just tell me this. Will you stay with me with our children or not? Answer me.
I want to have my own child.
All right. I understand.
Asadollah, wait a minute.
Oh, just forget about it, Nemat. My intention was never to force Soraya to live with me or anything like that.
I have to tell you some things that no one should know about. Come on, sit down. Sit down and listen to me. Sit down. Sit down, please. Soraya, sit down as well. Try to calm down. You have to swear that you won't tell anybody anything about what I'm about to tell you. You need to promise. Put your hand on it.
What's all this for, Nemat? Why should we swear on the Quran? I won't tell anyone I made a promise. All right. I swear I won't tell anyone.
Don't you trust me, Nemat? You think I'm going to go and tell everyone what you tell me if I don't take an oath?
Please, just put your hand on the Quran and take an oath.
I swear by this Quran that I won't tell anyone what you're about to tell me.
Mohsen is not my child.
Thank you.
we adopted Mohsen from an orphanage. Fatema and I agreed not to tell anyone about it till the day that we died. I had no choice but to tell you now, because I don't want your relationship to fall apart. Soraya, Fatima and I couldn't have a child of our own either. We sought treatment for it, but it was of no use. Of no use at all. The doctors told me I was infertile. Fatima was able to have children, but she didn't agree to it. She didn't want to, Soraya. She said that we'll adopt a child from the orphanage and raise it ourselves. And we won't let anyone find out. So, Soraya, you need to know that I've already been through the things that I suggested to you. And we're really happy with the decision that we made. We've had good luck ever since Mohsen came into our lives. We're incredibly fortunate for everything. Listen, dear. The two of you love each other very much. It would be a shame if you had to separate because of a problem that's easily fixable. Think about this carefully.
What about all those pictures of Fatima? I don't understand. They showed she was pregnant, didn't they?
That's the reason we took a long trip at the time. It was so we could send you those pictures. We wanted everyone to believe that Mohsen was our child from the beginning. We didn't want anyone finding out, including Mohsen.
And what about Hamid? And Homar?
Nimat? Nimat?
Fatema, dear, I'm coming. After we adopted Mohsen, God blessed us with Hamid and Homar. I have a strong feeling that his blessing was because of Mohsen. I don't know, but maybe he's testing you as well. Maybe he'll give you children the same way he did us afterwards. I'm going to tell Fatima everything I've told the two of you, because I have never hidden anything away from her. Just remember, though, that you took an oath on the Quran, that you wouldn't tell anyone about what you've heard here today.
So that's the story then. The problem lies in your family, Soraya, and not in mine.
That's all a bunch of nonsense.
No, it's not nonsense. I was the one who was getting blamed for this all the time. Everyone kept pointing fingers at me, but now I know that you're the one with the problem, and not me. You're not fertile.
There's nothing wrong with me. Didn't you hear what he said? Hamid and Homar are his own children.
Yes, I've heard him. But Hamid and Huma were born years later. Nimet said it himself. They were blessings from God. But I don't have time to wait or anything like that. I want a child right away. Maybe God will bless us the same way he blessed Fatima and Nimet. After all, don't we deserve to have children?
Listen, Azdola. It was really hard for me to tell you this secret, but I thought it might save your marriage. I didn't think it would make you attack each other like little children.
Look, I loved you, Soraya. With children or without children. But you just told me something. You are not prepared to stay with me without children, are you? So go and seek treatment then. Because I want to have my own children. Because I am a healthy man. And I deserve children.
Your dad was nothing but trouble from the very beginning.
I feel really sorry for you, actually. You've lived alone for so long that you're resorting to all sorts of lies now just to prove yourself.
Nimat thought that by using those pictures, he'd leave no evidence behind about bringing a street beggar into our family. But I will tell you, I'm a living witness. This Quran is a witness of my words. I might be lying, but this Quran doesn't lie. Look through it. The first page has the names of Nemat's children and the times they were born. But why isn't there a time of birth written next to your dad's name? Huh? Because that street beggar isn't Nemat's child. What's wrong? I don't hear you talking about your uncle anymore. Open it.
Open it and see. Your father has got nothing to do with our family. I set my own house on fire because I wanted to get rid of somebody who was slowly starting to own everything we had. If Nemat could write lies in the Quran, he'd write down a time next to that loser's name. But Nemat knew that he couldn't write lies in the Quran. Dear God, I have always kept my promise, but it's really hard for me now to deal with the child of the person who ruined my life. It's hard not to have permission to answer his questions. After Asdola found out about Mohsen, he went and married that stupid woman, Nayere. He told me Nayere is fertile. She's already got 3 children of her own. He said, I want to have a child of my own, just like you do. God wanted him to live and raise 3 children who weren't even his. Where are you going? Come back! Come back! Show Nemat the evidence that shows your father had no relation with me, Hamid, or Homa. Tell him you know everything. Go reveal the secret that I have kept hidden all these years. Understand, brother. I have had enough. Either Mohsen goes, or I'm going to kill myself. I can't.
Come on, Soraya. Give me some time until I get some money on my hands. I'll sort this problem out somehow.
Either Mohsen stays, or I stay. I swear on my father's grave, if you don't tell him to leave here, I will tell everyone the secret you forced me to keep. I will tell everyone.
عشقشم درگیر میشه.
یادم و اصلا شبیهت را نمیرم، دنبال هوا تا ته دنیا نمیرم، بی تو تمام زندگیم بیرنگ میشه، بین من و قلبم همیشه جنگ میشه، وقتی نباشی این نفس معنی نداره، پرواز کردن تو قفس معنی نداره، دروازه خوشبختی یا بستی یا رفتی، من فکر کردم تو ابد هستی یا رفتی. تمام عالمه وقتی نباشی، این گریه ها خیلی کمه وقتی نباشی، شب گردیای من دوباره بی هدف شد، راه تموم قصه ها از این طرف شد، درد من حرفایی که داری میزنی نیست، یوسف ته چاهم بمونه ناتنی نیست، این آدم ها اصلا شبیهت را نمیرن، دنبال هوا تا ته دنیا نمیرن، بی تو تمام زندگیم بیرن میشه، بین من و قلبم همیشه جنگ میشه، وقتی نباشی این نفس معنی نداره، پرواز کردن تو قفس معنی نداره، دروازه خوشبختی یا بستی یا رفتی، من فکر کردم تو ابد هستی یا رفتی.